Listening Library presents The Game of Sunken Places by M.T. Anderson. Read for you by Mark Cashman. Prologue. The woods were silent, other than the screaming. It was a summer's night. Nothing in the forest moved. Somewhere in the darkness, things wailed hoarsely. There were miles of empty pathway rambling past old logging trails and older ruins. There were aisles of trees, motionless. The blind river ran through the shadows. And crouched, listening in the bracken, his breath fast and frightened, was a real estate developer. He wore shorts and a T-shirt that read, "Me? A Chowderhead?" He should not have come into the woods. There were signs marked "No Trespassing" by the road. The signs were so old that the trees had grown around them, and gray vines laced their edges like witch macrame. Signs like that, these woods devoured. But Milton Dietley had paid no attention to the signs. He liked to walk in the forest by night and picture it his. He liked to dream of bulldozing the trees, leaving wide tracks where the messy scrub now grew. He pictured the forest cut down and subdivided into smooth lanes full of luxury homes with carpeted rec rooms, with pegboard tool racks in the garages, with walk-in freezers and sauna baths, with concrete elk out on the lawn. He wanted this land to develop. In his brain, he called his estates Rumbling Elk Haven. He had been walking for an hour through the stillness when he heard the screaming. The woods were silent, and there could be no...